Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
One thing after another. Last night, I don't know what's up with these Achilles injuries, but again, another, you know, ugly, I don't know if I would label it gruesome, but not pleasant to watch, Griffin Canning's Achilles pop there right in front of us, and the Mets lose another starting pitcher. It feels bad, but I really feel like this organization is in a good spot to overcome it. Now, there's only so much you could take, but right now, if things go as expected, I still think the Mets will be fine in that rotation.
You know what's interesting? I agree with you. I do. First of all, the injuries that they've had to deal with are ridiculous. I mean, this is out of control here. And you got to give the Mets some credit here for being resilient, getting these couple of wins. I mean, the Braves, you know, when you fall that far behind and you get momentum again against the team that you're chasing, and then the team, like, as the Mets did the last two games, kind of push you back, that breaks some spirit right there. So that is a necessary response by the Mets. Good job. The crazy thing about the rotation, and it's been from day one in spring training, if I look at a rotation, now you got to get there. That's the key. There's no guarantee that all these guys come back and all these guys are healthy. But I see a path here. I see a vision with Manaea, Senga, Holmes, Peterson, and Montas now, who we've all left at. But at least the way he pitched the other night has to be deemed as an intriguing wild card. If they could get to September, forget about August, September and the playoffs with that rotation, that's a good rotation.
They almost had the perfect crossover. Obviously, you never want anybody to get hurt, but you mentioned it. They lost 2/5 of their starting rotation going into the year. Tyler McGill and Griffin Canning may not have made the roster, and yet they were in there, obviously, to start the season because both Manaea and Montas were out. And then just as Senga goes down, just as McGill goes down, they were ready to get Montas and Manaea back at some point. It just unfortunately didn't overlap with the perfect timing. So there's, you know, Blackburn has to take an extra start. Tidwell gets called up, all those things. But to your point, Montas coming back and pitching the way that he did, even though it was just one game, it was against the Braves. It was in a big spot, and he delivered. He looked good. If you could rely on him to be a solid arm, and it's not that bad with Manaea, hopefully, as he gets closer to return, one more rehab start, even with the loose bodies, and he comes back. Now you're getting two big reinforcements back in that rotation. So even losing Canning and losing Senga and losing McGill, you're getting two of those guys back. Now, you do have some concerns with Holmes and the innings, and maybe he's fatigued a little bit. You want to make sure you get Manaea back. And, you know, you're going to have to, even in that circumstance, go with either Blackburn or Tidwell to be the fifth starter. But that's before Senga returns. So I don't think it's as bad as it seems. And I feel like the Mets are built because of the depth. I mean, we're talking about nine deep in that rotation. Obviously, some better than others, but still solid big league starts with those guys. I don't think, even with the unfortunate injury to Canning, which sucks because he was pitching pretty well for them until recently.
Yeah, last couple starts shaky.
Yeah, and I trust him to be like a solid, just a fourth, fifth starter, go out there and pitch, give you five, maybe six innings. But it sucks to have that happen. I think the Mets could overcome it.
Well, you know, that's why you build a team this way. And that's one of the visions you and I have talked about. Now, there's certain situations, and so far it's worked out. For some teams around baseball where they just invest more heavily in the starting pitching, give guys big deals. Yanks have done it with Cole. Yanks have done it with Fried. It's worked out for them. And really the strength in numbers, though, for the Mets is an approach that, you know, going into a season I don't love. I do prefer a couple of, you know, locks, if you will, or not from a health perspective, but at least from a like a stat perspective or an accomplishment perspective. There were a lot of wild cards on this Mets staff going in, a lot of reclamation projects. And we saw it a year ago, and it worked out well. Now, listen, I don't want to sound insensitive at all, or it sucks for Kane. He's out for an entire year. Who knows what happens to his career? But let's call for what it is. If Griffin Canning was on the mound in October starting a game for the Mets, then something went wrong.
Right.
I know he was pitching well. But I said this, the last couple of starts, to me, that's Griffin Canning. That's who he is. Doesn't have great stuff. Not somebody I want on the mound in October. So, yeah, I wish him well, and I hope that it's going to come And he's going to come back at some point and finish his career. But you need Manaea. You need Senga. You need Holmes. You need Peterson. And again, Montas, the interesting wild card. But Canning was not going to pitch against the Dodgers if you get back to the NLCS or the Phillies in the NLDS. He wasn't.
He'd probably be their sixth
starter.
He'd probably be their sixth best starter. But what happens now is, and I'd be lying to you if I said, God, they may need an arm now. Like, both you and I, we could get into that, their biggest needs. Both you and I thought that they need offense first and foremost to fix this team. But once Canning goes down, now you really, like, their depth has taken a major hit here to a point where Blackburn's going to have to be in the rotation for now.
Yes. And Tidwell, probably, Tidwell, right?
At least for one turn through until Manaea comes back. And then when Manaea does come back, it's either going to be Blackburn or Tidwell. I would assume that they're going to go Blackburn. But either way, so now when you have a rotation with him in it, that's a little bit of a problem until you get Senga back. But the problem that you have, BT, bigger picture, is without Canning, who I view as their sixth best starter, if everybody is healthy, now what happens? I mean, it's still, you know, we're approaching July, but we're still in June. What if something else goes wrong here? Like, they've already got hit. Okay, can McGill come back at some point? Maybe. But what if something else goes wrong? You can make an argument that they need maybe not a top-end starter, but they need a starting pitcher, because if it doesn't go perfectly with Montas or Manaea or Senga takes a while or something happens with Holmes, like, those are still variables that are not just worst-case scenario. Like, it's realistic that Holmes could tire out here quickly. It's realistic that Senga might not come back when we expect him to come back. It's realistic that Manaea might have an issue. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's realistic that Frankie Montas, who's always hurt, dating back to his days with the Yankees, might get hurt again. They're okay for now.
Yeah.
But they cannot absorb any more setbacks or any more injuries to that starting rotation. They cannot withstand that.
Yeah, and by the way, that's why I think the last two wins were so important here, because to get that, to get that separation, that real obvious separation from the Braves, you know, now in the standings, now as you go through another turn of the rotation, or even as you get into, let's say, you know, middle of July here, you know, you can kind of roll out a Blackburn, you know, hope you outslug a team. You know, you can roll out a Tidwell. All right, here we go. Let's see what he can do. But, like, think about this, Sal. Now, again, the timing stinks for Canning, but imagine if Senga pulled his hamstring 2 days ago.
Right.
And imagine if Benaya's, you know, shoulder became an issue 5 days ago or a week ago. I mean, those guys are basically knocking on the door of returning. And I get it. I mean, yeah, it's easy to sit here and say, well, yeah, loose bodies floating around on that, no big deal. Not my elbow. I get right. it. But as I said yesterday, I don't believe it's a big deal for Manaea. And obviously, a hamstring is not like an Achilles, even though Senga takes forever to heal based on last year. They will get those guys back. It's a one-team race until it's not, until the Braves, you know, reassert themselves or whatever, reestablish themselves and get hot against a team other than the Mets. I mean, the Rockies and the Marlins have handled them. So, it's the Mets and the Phillies. And even with the Blackburns and the Tidwells probably pitching for another 2 weeks or so, they should be fine in terms of the playoffs. Now, winning the division, it's a different conversation. Playoffs, I still think the Mets are okay.
Right, but if one more thing happens.
Well, that's true.
Then what? Right now, if the and I do think the Mets are going to make multiple moves, but starter to me wasn't even on the radar, really. It was always best bullpen arm available, and maybe go get two professional bats rather than, like, one big fish. That's where you and I disagree with that. I wanted a legit big league center fielder. I'd like a legit big league third baseman. Vientos coming back. Maybe that'll help. I still don't know if you want him at third base. I'd rather move him to DH and get a, you know, real third baseman who could field a little bit, be a professional bat. Either way, that's what I would value. But now if you're throwing in a starter into that mix, which I think is a realistic possibility, whoever it may be, like Severino, whatever, you pick a guy. I'm not talking about Skeens. I'm talking about a regular starter just in strength by numbers, because they know. If you're trying to win a World Series.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You can't roll the risk of saying, all right, well, we're going to get Manaea back. We got Montas back. We're going to get Senga back. We got Holmes here. He'll be all right. You got Peterson. Maybe McGill will return. Like, you can't run that risk of even those six or seven guys, if you want to throw Blackburn in there, that that's going to be enough, because if something happens to one of the top guys, now you're in big trouble.
Okay, so if that's the case, then don't you think Stern should do it now? Like, what are we waiting for? I don't mean tonight, but if that's the philosophy, which I agree with and I don't, and I'll get back to why I don't in a minute, but if that's what the Mets, what you think they should do, I'm not going to wait for another team to have an injury. I'm going out and I'm being proactive. I'm getting the arm that you think they need to get today or tomorrow or next week.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they could go get Luis Severino now and just take the money and get the A's out from under it, then that's fine. I think the Mets are going to have to be smart here and also use multiple resources to acquire the necessary pieces to build this team into a World Series caliber roster. And that may, in fact, now include adding a starting pitcher. So if you could add a starter by just taking on salary, check. Then you go out there, maybe have to give up prospects to get a bullpen arm, check. Whatever it may be to get a bat or two, like, they're going to have to do that. Maybe it's a combo of both, prospect and money. The Mets are in a spot where this is not a wait and see. This is not, all right, let's roll the dice and see how far we could go. You've got a month to figure out what you believe this team is, and they showed enough resilience here. Even in this brutal 3-7 stretch in the 10 games against the Braves and Phillies, they did what they had to, and that is save face and split these four games with Atlanta, winning these final two games here. They're still in first place. Now it's okay. We know we have a good ball club. How can we make it a World Series caliber ball club? I just don't know if you could trust that with the rotation right now, which I like and think they could overcome it. If one thing goes wrong, that's a big risk if you lose one of those guys where there's already some fragility to it.
Yeah, and think about this, Al. If you were going to go 2-2 in this four-game series, from a Mets perspective, you much prefer it to go according to the script that it did. You know, imagine if they had the season-ending injury, and I know they've got to wait for the MRI confirmation, but that's a ruptured Achilles. He's out.
Yeah.
And they'll confirm that.
We literally saw it.
I know. Atrocious. You just knew it right away. But the point is, if they would have won the first two games, right, and then lost the next two games, which in the matter that they lost the first two, think about the tone around the Mets today. Like, if they lost last night, lost the night before, lost Griffin Canning, I think the tone, and listen, some people go overboard anyway. That's what fans do. I get it. It's all good. We you and I both do it from time to time as well. But the fact that they stabilized it last night, and based on the depth of the staff, they seem to be, I believe, equipped to handle this at least for a couple of weeks. I still think the Mets are in good shape, but I'll tell you one thing. You look at their GM, like, we know, and we'll get to the Yanks later, right? And we'll actually do a Met-Yankee midway point kind of thing, and we'll do that at 11. We know how Brian Cashman, like, there's no guessing. We know what Cashman values. We know what Cashman does. We know what he does well. We know what he stinks at. What we're learning, or, because I always tell you, what we're going to learn about Stearns here, we know he's young. We know he's smart. We know he's astute. We know he values kind of not reclamation projects, but a different approach to pitching. What we're going to learn is he as aggressive as he needs to be, and is he as adaptable as I think you and I both think he needs to be to at least get a reinforcement in soon rather than later?
Right, and I think it's something that the Met fan base has wanted for the last several years, you know, going back to 2022, where it was, hey, this team can be legit, go out there and be aggressive at the deadline.
Yeah, like with the Ruff and Vogelback stuff.
And Billy Epler was not enough. Now, you could say that what was available, it wasn't available. Okay, fine, but here we are now, years later. It cannot be anymore, well, let's wait and see. Let's see what we have. Maybe next year we'll do this, or let's hold on to the prospects. Or no, this is now, okay, they've shown that they have some fight. Thank goodness, finally beating the Braves here two games. Now, still not enough, because they had the opportunity to bury the Braves and put a fork in them over the course of these last 10 games, and they didn't. Now, it's really no harm, no foul. Okay, you started 13 games up. You're 10 games up still after taking on all that they have. I don't think it's bad, or certainly as bad as it could have been. But they had the chance to really bury them and keep them 13 games back, whatever it was. They didn't. But still, they're in a position where they're going to be contending to win the NL East. They're going to be a legit contender in the National League, try to win a World Series. This is the year. I don't want to hear any excuses. Not prospects, not money, nothing. Go for it. They have to be aggressive. I don't need a big move, but they need to figure out what moves are going to help them build a ball club. And now, you know, unfortunately, with all the injuries, it went from, oh, maybe they need a bullpen arm, definitely need a bat. Now it's like, well, they got to really figure it out here over the course of the next month, in fact, what they need, and that might include another arm in that rotation. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Larry is in Westchester starting us off. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Sal, BT, how you guys doing?
How are you?
What's up, buddy?
Good. Listen, I just wanted to expand on a possible blockbuster trade that I think they could do to improve this roster. One of your callers touched on it yesterday about Brian Buxton on the Twins. If I'm Stearns, I would go to the Twins and not only try and get Buxton, but get Carlos Correa as well.
Oh,
and then
these prospects
like Beatty, Acuna, even Alvarez, take your pick, Minnesota, because you know they're going to dump salary. Get pretty much out of it. And I would even give them one of these lower pitchers that's a prospect. You solidify two positions with those two guys. You know Minnesota don't want to pay Correa $30 million for the next 3 years.
And why would the Mets want to do that, though, Larry? Like, you got to be realistic at some point. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, the Mets would do it because, like you said, Sal, they're in a win-now mode. And they're not winning with the top bottom five of these guys in this lineup. It's horrible. When you have Jeff McNeil hitting fifth, you're not going to go anywhere. They got to shake this up, this roster. And I'm tired of waiting for these prospects to develop.
Understood.
Most of the time, they never do.
Understood, Larry, and thank you for the call. I'm not taking on the money of Carlos Correa at this point. The Mets dodged a bullet a few years ago, whatever it was, that they were going to go out there and sign Correa and then check the medicals and it fell apart. I love Correa as a player, postseason specifically, BT.
I think
he's got that tough gene. You like that. I'm not taking on that salary, especially when the Mets have bigger needs. I'm not opposed to Buxton. I think that'd be great if they could figure out a way to get him. But I want Aroldis Chapman or a top bullpen arm if I'm the Mets. And I want a little more depth in that rotation just in case something goes wrong with one of the four top starters.
Dude, Correa's got 6 home runs and 20 RBIs. His OPS isn't even over 700. He's got a lot of big money. Now, the next 3 years are all guaranteed north of 30, but then there's team options in terms of buyout. So it's more palatable. But now, you don't need Correa now. But I think that the concept of what the last caller brought up should apply to the Mets. And, boy, it's almost never applied to the Mets. Like, they need to be able to identify players that can really help. And I agree. I think they need a big stick.
Right.
You know that, right? So, and now, maybe an arm. You have to go around and say, all right, this team's hemorrhaging money. This owner's cheap. This team has no designs on winning. This is where Cohen's got to flex. To me, this is the point, really, that is going to separate the Cohen era from every other Mets era, okay? Because now they can say, hey, here's the checkbook. We need this. We need that. You ain't winning. We'll take that guy. Here's the money. Let's go.
Right.
And you don't need to give up great prospects to do it. You just got to offset their financial headaches. And they've got the wherewithal to do it. And I'm very curious to see if Cohen's going to do it.
And I'm not asking to have a billion-dollar payroll or get ridiculous. Worry about the offseason and next year, in the moment right now. Figure it out. Take on the money. You could certainly absorb the blow. Again, I'm not saying get ridiculous. Like, Correa wouldn't want, even if you were producing.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Like, I love the play. I'm not taking on another $30 million. Like, if we're going to do that, you might as well go get Rafi Devers, which they didn't do.
Or Bregman.
And they didn't do it. Exactly. I'd rather have a better player. But even that, Bregman I don't think is that bad, the contract-wise. That's why I would look into that.
Mm.
Bregman-Chapman, I love that combination. Now, that doesn't help the center fielder. Could they work on a blockbuster and get 3 guys from Boston if you want to throw in Durant? I mean, I don't know what that would take on. Either way, there are moves to be made, and now's not the time to be worried about whatever luxury tax threshold or whatever future stuff. Worry about the future, and you could cut payroll if you need to after this year. They should be going all in with this team trying to win a World
Series. And this is what I heard from all the Met fans, you, everybody, and I get it. You want a lot of things, okay? Sustainability, wanted Soto, wanted this, that, expectations, ceiling raised, gotcha. But this is what you really wanted. The ability, because when you talk about the dynamics of the Mets over the years and their financial limitations and, just the handcuffs that they placed on themselves financially, to me, outside of the losses, that had to be the most frustrating thing of being a Mets fan. Come on, man. We're a New York team and we're not acting like it. We're not operating like one. You got a good team. Not a great team. You got a flawed team, but you got enough good components to make a real run. Go out there and flex with that money and make yourself a great team.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.